And welcome to another edition of the E-Factor, brought to you by the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce and Clinton County Economic Development here in Frankfort, Indiana. So glad to be with you. We are here right now with our staff, Jason Wilhite, and our newest staff member, Alma Mejia. Don't laugh at me, Alma. I'm getting it. I always want to say Mejias, but it's Mejia. And Alma, we're going to meet Alma in just a little bit, but before we go into all of that, the reason that we are meeting as a staff together today, we have so many things going on that we thought it would be a good idea to just start laying some things out for the late spring and summer months that are ahead here in Frankfort and in Clinton County, and wanted to let you know. But, of course, the E-Factor, you know what that means. It's the E representing encouragement, engagement, economic development, education, entertainment, all of those above, and sometimes even eateries. We like to throw those in every once in a while. We've got some great ones here in Clinton County. We'll be talking more about that a little bit later in the show. But joining me again is Jason and Alma. And we'll start with you, Jason, before we introduce our newest staff member. You know, you are our membership and events director. We just came out of our casino night, our second annual casino night. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun, great time had. Let's talk a little bit about that, and let's talk a little bit about what we've got coming in coming up in the summer.
Casino night was extremely successful. We had a few less folks, but we made more money on site, a lot more engaging. We had a wonderful Let's Make a Deal segment that Kim Stevens and her staff and her volunteers came up with, and Shannon executed that to near perfection. We had a lot of fun with that. We had some wonderful silent auction items. Last year we had about 56 items, and we felt that was a little bit watered down. You know, we thought there could be more a combination of items. So this year we had 34, 35 items, and that just went really well. Multiple bids for everything, a lot of good friendly competition going on there for some of our really good silent auction items. We had Susan, who is a casino employee for the casino group. She was so engaging and was very good, really kept the tables flowing, really kept the people excited. I think that it was just a wonderful event all around.
Well, it's our second annual casino night, and we're going to be doing that every year in the early spring, late winter, so stay tuned. Next year, we're going to put a little different twist on things, and we'll be giving you more information about that as it comes down the pipe. But trying to stay engaged and trying to have a lot of other things happening here in our community, especially the downtown area of Frankfort, Indiana. Frankfort is our county seat here in Clinton County, and a lot of opportunities to do some cool things here in Frankfort.
Yes, Thursday Thunder has been a staple of downtown Frankfort for, this is our eighth year, hard to believe. It started in a conference room and two buildings ago where we were. Just some folks come together and say, we used to do a car show here quite often in Frankfort. Can we do it again? And 8 years later, we're continuing every year. We develop some new ideas. We bring something new to the table. So this year, it's called the Thursday Thunder Marketplace. We're going to have homemade goods. We're going to have some vegetables and produce, honey, candles, soaps. We're going to have a lot of opportunities that may bring some different folks to downtown who may not have a lot of interest in the car show, but will stay for the products and still look at the cars. Then we'll have some folks that come for the cars that are going to really engage with some of the shopping. And our demographic downtown changes every year. We have the apartment building full over here at the
Nickel Plate Flats.
Yeah. I was going to say Iron and Properties, but Nickel Plate Flats, yes. So we have residents downtown. I think it's going to really change the dynamic of what downtown is bringing.
Well, Thursday Thunder roars into town on May 16th. That's coming up next. Well, I know this is a little time sensitive, but we are recording this the week of May. Today's actually May 8th, so we're recording this for the weekend of the May 10th weekend. So the car show is coming up the 16th of May, and it will happen the first and third Thursdays of each month into September, through September, and the third Thursday are the The second one event of that month, it's going to be the marketplace. So they'll have all the goodies that you're talking about and even more entertainment.
Yes. And the third Thursday, we always have live music courtesy of Frankfort Main Street. They Kim Stevens does a great job putting together the talent roster. And Main Street's even bringing together the downtown merchants to get together a putt-putt challenge. That's coming up on the 16th. It's going to be really exciting. You get a card. You go to the different merchants. You do their little putt-putt course. And the course is completely up to the merchant. So it's going to be varied. It's going to be exciting. It's going to bring people into their facility. And they're going to be just really engaging and going to be a lot of fun for everybody.
Well, the E-Factor always likes to share with the folks the things that are happening in the community and the events that are coming up. But we also want to get to the heart of people and what you're dealing with as a human being, and how we can engage with you to be more empowering to someone else in your life. And we want to bring in now our newest staff member, Alma. And you know, Alma, great to have you here at the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So tell us a little bit about you and your background. You're a newly college graduate from IUK, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yes, I've been here since I was 6 years old. I was raised here in Frankfort in Clinton County. I was a hot dog up until my sophomore year, and then I moved away. But then, of course, you always come back home. I've been here since 2011, and I just graduated from IUK. I have two beautiful children that actually go here in Clinton County also, and I'm just excited to be here. So
awesome. Well, you were doing some intern work for the city at Old Stoney, and we had the opportunity to meet you through some of our city employees. They said you did a great job. We had the chance to interview you, and the rest is history. So you're now a part of our team here at the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, the Iron Block Engagement and Innovation Hub, Frankfort Main Street, of Clinton County Tourism. I mean, we kind of do it all here at the Hub, and this is becoming affectionately known as the Hub, but Iron Block, right here at 62 North Main Street in Frankfort, Indiana, downtown Frankfort, is an opportunity for folks to come if you're looking for co-working. We're going to get back to Jason with that. If you're looking for a co-working opportunity, this is the place to come and share in that venture. And we've got some great rates and some great opportunities for you. And we're going to get back to that. But Alma, you have now been here for about 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about your feelings about the community and what you're hoping to be able to bring to the table as far as customer service and helping our community.
Well, as I discussed with you before, I do speak two languages, so I want to reach out to the Latino community so they can be more involved with us here. Of course, and just in the 2 weeks that I've been here, I've met a lot of wonderful people. I see people coming in and out. We have the new face of it. It's beautiful in here. Everybody needs to just stop by and just check it out. We do have an open house Friday for the public, so everybody stop by and take a look around. And then, it's just been a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, if you're listening to this on WILO, the open house will come up in a couple of hours. If you're listening to this on Radio Mom, then we did it yesterday.
Past tense,
but that's okay. Stop by and be a part of the open house. It's always an open house. With Alma at the front desk, it's always a party. So it's an open house here at the Iron Block. Any day of the week, we'd love for you to come by and check it all out and see the new renovation of what has taken place. Now, I want to touch base a little bit about not only our Iron Block building, but we've had quite the changes of our downtown. We had a fire across the street that has vacated a corner. That's hopefully going to be opportunities for us. Jason, what's your thoughts on the opportunities there?
Well, it opens up some opportunities. When you have a downtown, of course, with older buildings, there's not a lot of opportunity downtown. There was no loss of life. We were very, very blessed that there was an injury with a firefighter, but he's recovered. But it just opens up a lot of opportunity for new ideas, for more retail space, for more downtown living in Frankfort, Indiana, and Clinton County. I think that there's going to be some good things happening. I think the administration and economic Economic Development are making contacts right now, and people are reaching out to have an idea of what's going to go on.
A lot of things could be changing here. Of course, we've just finished up the mayoral race. Mayor McBarnes, the incumbent, won decisively over his opponent, and we'll see how those things pan out over the next several months in the general election. Alma, I want to get back to you. Let me ask you this question. Why did you come back to Frankfort? You didn't have to.
No, I didn't. But I was raised here. It's home. Home is where you grow up. It's where you make memories. It's the people that surround you. It's the community. It's where you want to raise your children the same way that you were raised. Mm. And I always felt like this was home, and I just needed to get back to my original roots. And
What are a couple of three things that you see, and you've been able to travel, you've been in other places, that distinguishes Clinton County and Frankfort from other places that you've either lived or visited?
For one, the Hot Dog Festival, I think, brings a lot of businesses and the people together. I've always looked forward to it. Even when I didn't live here, I always came back to Frankfort for that. And then, of course, we have like the park, the petting zoo, all that is huge for kids and families. And now with the new aviary opening, I feel like that it's all family based. And for me that I have kids, it's super important to have activities to bring families together.
You brought up the aviary. That's going to be ribbon cutting next week on the 16th of May. That is very excited. That is a completely remodeled or renovated aviary with some new birds that we had the opportunity to help with. And really excited about what Travis Sheets, as park superintendent, has been able to do with the aviary. And, of course, we're also talking about a new swimming aquatic center. We were talking to City Councilman Eric Woods the other evening about his part in all of that, as he's one of the council liaison to that committee. And I was at one of the public meetings the other day that this is not just going to be a swimming pool, folks. This is going to be an aquatic center that is going to have some great features that not only will keep people home, but hopefully will draw people from other communities in.
Yeah, Lebanon, in their park system, they have that really nice aquatic center, and that draws, I think, 60,000 to 65,000 a year. Mm. So we could really keep people home, even draw from, Tippecanoe. The Columbia Park has a wonderful aquatic center, but it's extremely crowded most of the time. So some people may just take that little 22-minute drive to come to the Frankfort Aquatic Center, get a lot better service, and be able to enjoy our parks department, our parks area.
Yeah, go ahead.
That, and when I was doing my internship, I got to go see the plans that they have, and it looks like it's going to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. On top of that, they have the petting zoo and the aviary right there. So, you can come to the aquatic center and then also go see the animals and visit the park. And, it's all right there in the same area. So,
well, and the great thing about the park, there's a lot of walkability. There's some trail, but there's some pathways through there. There are some great green spaces just to be able to come and take a picnic lunch and sit under the a tree and enjoy the beautiful breeze or the nice breeze and the beautiful scenery of a 80-some acre park.
Yes.
The only TPA park left in the country, folks. The Travel Protection Agency, many years ago, as an insurance company, worked with municipalities back in the turn of the 20th century in establishing land masses for parks. They actually donated money to buy land to be able to have parks. Well, we were one of those communities that happened to. And instead, most parks ended up their names either getting changed or on an honor of someone or whatever the case may be, or it would just become a municipal park. Frankfort over the years has chosen to stay and keep the name TPA for Travelers Protection Agency, because people ask me that a lot. Well,
yes.
Why the TPA name? And that is the history of the TPA park. It's a beautiful park in the north side of our community in Frankfort, Indiana. And it's just one of a lot of amenities that we have, not just in Frankfort, but Clinton County as a whole. Jason and I were just in Kirkland on Monday evening.
Yes.
At a fundraising event. And wow, what a great night to be at Booker's Restaurant, downtown Kirkland, and listening to the vision of what those folks have been able to put together. The Kirkland Main Street, now that is completely in operation, they are working diligently for this grant that they have applied for, and they're only a few thousand dollars away from having the match. And so real excited about the landscape, and I'm sure, Jason, you saw that you felt the same excitement.
Yes, it was – I made the comment. It was so encouraging to see town leadership, to see tribal leadership. As Shan has spoken on the show about tribal leadership before, they're the kind of the people behind the scenes that are pushing agendas. It was great to see the business leaders get together and say, this is what's going to be great for our community. And what a great job Jennifer has done with Booker's over the years. That's such a wonderful restaurant in Clinton County. We're so blessed to have so many family-owned businesses and restaurants with, we have all of our major communities have wonderful restaurants that just do such a great job. We're blessed to have them. Angry Donkey, South Fork, the Pete's King in Colfax, numerous in Frankfort. We just have that going on. If you're a foodie, this is where to be.
And don't forget Dan's the Taco Man, Tacos in Rossville, and of course Teresa's. And
absolutely,
one of my favorite places to go to now is it used to be Brownie's Pizza, but now they've changed it to Ethan's All American Grill, and still serves the great Brownie's Pizza, but now they also serve, listen to this, Hershey's ice cream. Unbelievable stuff. Certainly recommend to get out to Rossville and check out Ethan's All American Grill right there on the main drag. It's right on 39, just a little north of the stop sign, the four-way stop sign there in Rossville.
So just past the new Friendly's Market.
Yeah, so Friendly's Market's come to Rossville, a new convenience store there. They have just purchased the old Superior Auto over on the east side in Frankfort, Indiana, getting ready to expand their operations. So a lot of great things happening in Frankfort and Clinton County, a lot of good growth. Of course, we've talked about the expansions in the industrial park with Frito-Lay's $160, $159 million expansion, Donaldson's $35 million expansion. NHK seating continues to grow, and they just completed an expansion and looking at another. So we're very fortunate to have the kind of economic development that's going on in our community. We just need more people, and that's why we're doing this show today. We're encouraging you and excited to be able to do that, to come to Frankfort, to come to Clinton County, check things out. Maybe you choose to work here. Maybe you even want to live here, but certainly would love for you to come and play here. The opportunities, Red Barn Theater, the Civic Theater that we have at the library. When you think about the Camp Cullum and the observatory, the opportunity to go see the stars. I think of all of these incredible stuff, the disc golf that's out at Camp Cullum, the cool things that we have that are kind of hidden gems in Clinton County that a lot of people don't even know about, but are opportunities for people to do something with their family. And it is family friendly and family oriented. Mm-hmm. And you don't always get that.
No. And we have we've been very blessed. The Frankfort Community Public Library, which have branches all over Clinton County, they have a very busy agenda. If you want somewhere for your kids to play for a couple hours, they have a program. You just look on their website, myfcpl.org. Just look on the website, go by it's a Carnegie. That's another historic piece we have here in Frankfort, Clinton County. It's a Carnegie Library, which has been built onto. It's a blessing. They have programs every single day of the week. Just check it out.
Well, and you also think about the Barnes and Bloom. The program that's coming up, actually going on right now. Photos of barns and beautiful flowers. I'm telling you, folks, you want to get to the library as soon as you can, because the display that they have is beautiful, and it's a great exhibit. So Barnes and Blooms, it's going on, I believe, right now, it kicked off
on the 3rd
at the Frankfort Library, and will go on throughout the month. They do something about every May. They have different themed program, and this year it's Barnes and Blooms. Invite you to be out there and go to that. And while you're here for the Barnes and Blooms, make sure you stop and pick up a beer over at Johnny V's, or maybe a pizza over at Greek's Pizzeria, or Pepe's. Get some tacos at Pepe's, or come downtown to Arnie's. More pizza there. Mm-hmm. Downtown Diner. We got Frankie's Cafe, Coffee and Cafe. There's so many. Mm-hmm. I just don't think people realize, just in our small community, just the eateries that we have. just around the square in downtown Frankfort. Believe me, none of us are starving, so we're very fortunate to be able to have all the places that we have in our community to eat at. And then as we think about the future with the microbrewery that we're working with, and that they're getting ready to close on some properties, we're very excited about the future of what's happening. And speaking of the future, Alma, what do you think the future is for you and your family, as you are involved and plugged in here now at the Chamber and involved and plugged in our community? What do you see the future for you and your family?
Well, I just, from doing my internship, honestly, I gained a bunch of knowledge that I didn't know. I didn't know a lot of stuff was going on here in town. There's a lot of programs out there that are here to help people. So, I mean, my advice is to stay involved. Go out there and see what's going on. For me, I think my children are going to benefit a lot from all these activities going on in the summer. And like I said, just staying involved, just being active, just around the community, getting, you know, seeing the new things that are happening, and just helping out in as many ways as possible.
Another word that we use for being involved is engagement. That's the whole reason for the E Factor, is we want you engaged. You know, don't just take for granted the meetings that we have, or the opportunities of public meetings or public forums. Get involved. Go, as Alma said, get involved and get engaged and start listening, and then also vocalizing, you know, what you would like to see and what you would like to really. That's the whole. Prairie Creek Park came out of a group of citizens who were meeting on a regular basis right here in our building to talk about downtown revitalization. And Prairie Creek Park was born out of that, those conversations, that people wanted to see more green space in our downtown area. So taking an old building that was the old Waterworks building, and that was a vacant lot, and then another building that had been torn down, and turning that into something that's really going to be special, I think is going to be an incredible economic development driver. But more than that, it's really about engagement. It's going to be a family driver. It's going to drive people and families to our community so that they can enjoy just like what we're doing right now, sitting around the table talking.
Absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity for folks there are more folks living downtown than I think there has ever been. And there will be here, hopefully, in a couple more years, a lot more. It's walkable. I mean, folks can walk right from their downtown, right from there's also a lot of other neighborhoods. We have a couple of nationally recognized historic districts that are within walking distance of the new Prairie Creek Park. So it's just a wonderful thing. If you're looking for a Victorian home, come on to Clinton County in Frankfort. And when we're talking about engagement, and I know Shan will probably mention this a little later, but I just want to thank everyone in the listening area who ran for public office in the primary. That takes a lot of courage, a lot of guts. You know, put yourself out there, and we really appreciate that, everyone who put their head hat in the ring.
Well, it takes service to get anything done, and people have to serve, and we appreciate our elected officials willing to serve, and those who are willing to run for elected office to serve. So we do appreciate that and applaud that. When we get back to downtown living, the Nickel Plate Flats, now almost 100% full. I believe the last number I got was 98% full. They are very close to being completely full. Hard to believe that has not even been a year, right? Because I think it kicked off in June. We had the ribbon cutting in June of last year. So 11 months and we're almost full. That is a fantastic. And then when you talk about Dr. Snyder, who has more apartments coming, we're really excited about the opportunity for downtown living. I also want to make sure that people recognize the opportunity to visit downtown and stay in the downtown with our Airbnb from Nickel Plate. Nickel Plate has an Airbnb in-house. All you have to do is get online to the Airbnb website, and it will direct you to Frankfort, and you can stay downtown Frankfort and have a check. Check out all of the eateries, but then you got Ellis Jewelers, you got Hallelujah Way, a retail store, then you got three women's boutiques, you know, Moxie Mavens, Whiskey Rose, and Delilah's. All these boutiques, these ladies' boutiques, are becoming such a more fashionable, pardon the pun, becoming more fashionable all the time. And ladies love going in and trying on the clothes, smelling the smell, seeing the pretty sights. So Moxie Mavens, Whiskey Rose, Delilah's, downtown Frankfort, Indiana. You can't go wrong. And then you got your antique and your stores like back, you know, Over the Back Fence, Funky Junk, Copper Penny, Bill and Dave's, which is the old Peddler's or which is old Bill and Dave's, which is now Peddler's Alley. You know, you really could spend a day downtown Frankfort just walking around, eating and enjoying the sights and picking up some great, great stuff. You can also work downtown, and we want to talk a little bit about our co-working space, which is also the Iron Block Engagement and Innovation Hub right here at 62 North Main Street. Jason, tell us a little bit about membership. How do you become a member? What does it mean to be a member of the Iron Block?
Well, when you're a member of Iron Block, I want to think that you're more than just a member of Iron Block. You're a part of a community. You come in, you see different faces. There's a comfort level where you can talk with a new friend, a new acquaintance about some ideas you have, something that's going on. Shan and I can't tell you how many times folks have found business here just because they were here and they were engaged, they were listening, they were, hey, I know someone who can do that, or we can do that. How many opportunities have been taken, you know, the doors were opened here. We have high-speed Wi-Fi, and that's all complimentary. It's $35 a month to belong to the Iron Block Engagement Innovation Hub. We have three conference rooms. That's part of the renovation. We did have just one. Now we have three conference rooms. One that's a dark room that can be used for podcasting, or if you do YouTube videos, we have that technology and that availability. We have new restrooms, the whole bottom floor, a new special blend coffee. We thank so much of our members and our friends that we have a special roast coffee just that's only served here. We're really looking forward to bringing people. If you're within listening area, you're like, man, I'd like a nice professional place to work because I can't get in the right mindset at my home. There's the dogs, there's the cats, there's other responsibilities at home. Come here to the Iron Block Engagement Innovation Hub. We'd love to meet you. We'd love to give you a nickel tour and let you know and let you get comfortable here. Day passes are available. Just come on in. You can work for the day, see if it matches your needs, and then we can go forward from there.
Well, and it also is 24/7. You'll get if you join, you can join online. You can go right online. What is the
Ironblock.studio.
Ironblock.studio. If you just go to ironblock.studio, you can find out everything that you need to know about the Iron Block. Ironblock.studio. Go online, and you can even sign up from right there, but it'll tell you everything you need to know. But you'll get 24/7 access, which is so great. When I drive through town sometimes at 10 o'clock at night, and I think, oh, I left the lights on. Oh, no, somebody's working there, which is fantastic. So, Alma, final words here. Welcome. Thanks for being here. We're glad to have you here. And you'll see her smiling face when you come into the office, or you may hear her voice. We do have an automated attendant that will direct you to any one of our phones, which includes Frankfort Main Street. So if you're interested in the Frankfort, the Hot Dog Festival, then come on in or call us, and we'll get you connected with the Kim Stevens, with our executive director of Frankfort Main Street, and she can let you know everything about the Hot Dog Festival as well. In fact, we got two great entrepreneurs that are just walking by, and now they're going to come in here in a little bit, but Dave and Lynn Howe, that just bought a house. They're going to have a bed and breakfast here. That is soon to be opening. The bed and breakfast is going to be right on the old Avery House in off the square in Frankfort, Indiana. And Dave and Lynn actually just walked in. We're on the radio, Dave and Lynn. So real quick, you guys are getting ready to open up a bed and breakfast, correct?
Yes, we opened Monday, actually.
Monday. So you're open.
We are open.
You are open. Bed and breakfast. How do they get a hold of you? Come on over here and tell me. How do folks get a hold of you?
Go through Airbnb.com.
Awesome.
And look for Frankfort, Indiana for whole house rentals. And you can get us through that that website.
Okay, so this is a whole house rental. You can rent the entire house. Go to Airbnb and look for Frankfort. And it's under Avery House? Or is it under, what is it going to be under? Avery House.
The Avery House.
Under the Avery House. And Dave and Lynn will take great care of you. Just another offering here in the downtown area of Frankfort, Indiana. So some great stuff going on in Frankfort. They just happen to be walking by the Innovation Hub right now, and we just pulled them off the street. Literally, they came in off the street, folks, to tell you that great news that we have a new Airbnb in downtown Frankfort. AveryHouseAirbnb.com. Go to it. Check it out on Frankfort, at Frankfort, Indiana.
What a historic home.
And a great historic home. These folks have put a lot of time and energy and effort into it. They moved here from Georgia. I mean, Lynn leaving beautiful Georgia to come up here to the north. Oh, I tell you, the Confederate flags. No, I'm just joking. But hey, it's a fantastic. We love this couple. They've been great for our community, and we appreciate them being here. Look, that's going to wrap it up for another edition of the E Factor. We're so glad that you have been able to join us. Make sure you call the chamber, 765-654-5507. Look us up online at discoverclintoncounty.com or go to the ironblock.studio. Talk to Alma, Jason, or myself. We'd love to talk to you anytime. Hey, until next time, you might be the answered prayer to someone's life. You might be the encouragement or the empowerment. Maybe you are the engager. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.